What about when a boy is going with a girl, he goes over and gets her or visits her in the evening, or they go out together, and they're thinking about getting married. What do you say he's doing?
They claim to say here they're courting pretty heavy.
Yeah. And if a boy asks a girl to marry him and she refuses, what do you say she does to him? If she doesn't want to marry him, he asks her to marry him, she says no. She did what?
She didn't want to marry him, yeah.
Did you ever say she turned him down?
We say she turned him down.
Would it sound natural to you to say she jilted him in that sense? That doesn't mean the same thing. Then, after a wedding, I guess they do it around here, a bunch of the friends of the groom might come around, bride and groom might come around making all sorts of noise.
There's all that chivalry in them here.
Mm. Then what about the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
They call him
call him best man?
Yeah, best man or something.
Do you ever call him a waiter?
No.
Never use that here. And what about the girls who stand up with the bride?
They call them I ain't very acquainted. I don't study about that kind of stuff.
Bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid or something.
And after the preacher says, I pronounce you man and wife, they're what?
They're man and wife, yeah.
And, I was trying to think of married.
Yeah, married. Oh, yeah.
Then what about a whole, would you say, maybe all your relatives came to see you, and you would say of that, would you say the whole crowd came? Would that sound natural to you, the whole crowd was at my house?
Well, I'd say the whole family come to see us. That's most of it.
Well, would you ever use any other expressions for that?
Of our kin folks come in or something like that.
And would you ever say the whole kit and caboodle or any joking thing like that?
The whole bunch or something like that. You know.
Okay, then a place where people go to dance. What do you call that?
Well, we call them, some of them call them dance floors, and some of them call them coliseum.
Well, I mean the party itself. Maybe it's at somebody's house, and everybody goes, one person might say to another, are you going
to the dance?
Then if a boy doesn't go to school one day, he does what?
He plays hooky.
Yeah. And a person goes to school to get
an education, yeah.
And if you seal up a letter, seal up an envelope and mail it with a 3-cent stamp, you don't send it second class, you send it
first class.
And after high school, a boy might go on to
college.
And what do you call the place where books are kept?
Well, they call them libraries.
And then the place where the mail comes in. Like you're catching a cold.
Yeah, I am. I took it last night. They call that the post office.
And what do they call the place where the train comes in around here?
Depot.
And then the place that a person stays overnight in town?
Hotel.
And the place where the movies are shown?
They call them picture shows.
They ever have any other word for it? They ever call it a theater?
Yeah, they call it a theater.
And what about a place where sick people go?
That's a hospital.